If something seems too good to be true, then you might ask a lot of questions. But what happens when your experts are even fooled by the story? It results in a con for the ages. And the story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
America never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping rural America show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural America grows further, we'll be there. Just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Join Drovers and Dr. Dan Thompson for our third annual Feedlot Cowboy College on September 7th and 8th in Dodge City, Kansas. This two-day seminar, led by respected and knowledgeable industry experts, is filled with timely information for feedlot operators. Topics include animal health, low-stress animal handling, technology, and how to improve animal welfare. Attendance will also qualify you as BQA certified. For more information, visit droverscowboycollege.com.
In 1872, Philip Arnold told San Francisco bankers he discovered a diamond field. The rough-cut diamonds he produced were actually just suitable for drill bits, but Arnold had bankers investing in his scheme. Charlie Ski says some investors asked for a second opinion.
They even send back a sample of these diamonds to none less than Charles Tiffany in New York. They have seen diamonds after they've been worked on, so they're not used just to seeing a rough, uncut diamond out of the ground.
Tiffany was fooled, putting a multi-million-dollar price tag on the rough-cut diamonds. Investors were then taken to a field Arnold had seeded with diamonds to further sell the story.
They're actually picking these diamonds up off the ground. Oh, and here's a handful of rubies, and there's sapphires. No one even thinking it through to say, where in heaven's name would you find diamonds, rubies, and sapphires all in the same place?
Arnold sold out to the investors for around $600,000, which is about $10 to $12 million in today's dollars. He returned to Elizabethtown, Kentucky, before they learned of the swindle.
He bought a house right on the outside of town, had a pet bear in the front yard to keep away onlookers and relatives.
Arnold was eventually brought up on charges, but only had to pay a fraction of what he'd earned on the hoax. Interestingly, few people sought legal action against him.
It was such an embarrassment that they were hesitant to pursue Arnold. So there were only one or two that actually didn't mind having their name in the paper as being a person that had been duped.
Today, Arnold's grave marker is the largest in the local cemetery, a reminder of the great wealth he acquired through his scheme. Traveling the countryside in Elizabethtown, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCray.